fast forward button by accident. Yeah. What kind of stuff have you been kind of doing in the cold open?
Mainly thoughts.
Okay.
By me that I've had in the past 1 second.
Okay, can you give me an example of one of, like, the cold opens you did?
There's one time where I was having a really good day, so I talked about on the cold open that I had a really good day.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun thing.
I feel like you usually just talk about the cold open.
Nah, a lot of times I would have some prepared where I would kind of talk about, like if I had a good day, I might say like something about how I had a good day.
What's wrong with your voice?
I lost my voice. It's not a good day for me to come on the radio.
Were you yelling a lot?
No, I think it's a sickness. I did see Passion Pit last week, though, so I was kind of doing some high Michael Angelicos or Angelakos vocals.
I think you, like, when you say that you lost your radio voice, that means, like, you know, you haven't been at it for a while. You know
I haven't been
I mean?
At it for a while. Yeah. I didn't just lose my voice. I lost my radio voice.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I kind of sound, it's more interesting now.
Yeah, you sound like you have a story.
Yeah. I got something to say.
You had no story before.
No.
Seriously,
I know, yeah.
Nothing.
I was coming in pretty blind.
Yeah.
I mean, except for the cold opens, which were pretty... I mean, I'm fine to say it now. They're scripted. I wrote them first.
You wrote them?
The cold opens, yeah.
That's what... Really?
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I'm impressed or I'm really not impressed.
You should be impressed. All right. We left the door open, so there's some background noises. My man just went into the bathroom.
That's all right.
Yeah. You want to do it?
No. You got to do it.
Let's see if I can do it. Hey, and welcome to It's All Nice All Nice, baby!
Oh, hits it perfectly,
and we
despite
back,
the injury.
And we back, and we back, and we back, and we back.
We are back here. When's the last time we did this together? Like, March?
I think it was, it was March, right?
I think.
Yeah. It's been a while. I was here 2 weeks ago. Neither of us were here last week.
You have no proof that you were here 2 weeks ago. I think you and Allie conspired.
You think it was a pre-record?
And it was a pre-record.
Wow.
Yep.
A conspiracy pre-record.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
I think this is your first time back in the studio since March.
Wow. What if I told you I was in the new studio? I did 50 years ago this week.
No.
I did.
Immediately before this?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. When you went over to drop the key off the gym, I hid underneath the desk.
All right, then. Tell me, what was number one?
Hey, Jude. Check it.
I'm checking it right now.
Just for you juice heads out there, I'm drinking a Old Thread plant-based tonic Tulsi Clarity tonight. $4.99 from Brooklyn Natural.
It's Get Back by Beatles and Billy Preston.
Now, by the Beatles?
No, Beatles.
Wait.
That's what they're called.
There was another band in 1969 called
no,
Beatles?
No, that's what they were called.
And Billy Preston is the drummer, right?
I don't know.
Wait, we went to a high school with a kid named Billy Preston.
Yeah, that's right. So you did not go on
I didn't stay
50 years ago.
I didn't stay till the end because I had to come here.
Yeah, right.
So I didn't hear what was number one.
Well,
but I don't know. This is the last episode of It's All Nice on Ice, apparently.
That is apparent because I have to move to New Jersey, and by law... By Radio Free Brooklyn law, that means I have to hand in my keys, a.k.a. hand in my badge to Tom. And
do you want to talk shit about Tom now that you're done? I did a little bit last week, or when
no.
I was here with Allie.
I love Tom. And
I did a little shit talking.
No, there's nothing bad to say about
do
Tom.
Do a little bit.
No.
Come on.
I will talk shit about Mike Joseph, though.
Oh.
That guy.
How was the show with him?
Really good. One of my favorites
it was
ever.
Rough.
Yeah, actually, it was
he
really
wasn't
rough.
Really picking up on a lot of the bits.
You know, he's, that guy is just, you know, he's just not that good on the radio, you know?
Yeah.
He's way too good looking for radio, and he should be on TV. It's more like it's like a loss of talent, and I think
really,
it's really unfortunate to see happen.
He's got a bad radio voice. Hey, it's Mike Joseph! Come on, dude. Give me a break. You kidding me with that?
That was spot on.
Yeah.
I thought you were using the soundboard again.
No. Oh.
You got that?
No, but I can pull one up.
Thanks.
Do you want to give a shout out to a group of people?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh, you know who I'm talking about.
I think you should shout them out.
Is there another one? Dude, they gave me 9 seconds left in the video and didn't give me another moo. Isn't that wild?
Shout out to the moo
crew. Shout out to the moo crew.
Moo.
What's going on, moo crew?
They didn't give you a third one because they wanted us to do it.
Yeah, true.
Wow, it's great to be back.
Jake Domofsky. I used to be the co-host of this show,
mm-hmm.
and I stopped.
Jake founded the whole show.
Not really.
And he named it?
No, I didn't. Yeah. I wanted to call it the Internet.
Wait, no, I didn't name it this. I didn't name it It's All Nice on Ice.
As I recall, we were pretty set on the Internet.
Why did we not go with that?
Because we listened back to the song, and he doesn't say Internet. He clearly
he says
Internet. Which we would always joke around and be like, Internet! But then we listen and he hits the I really. Internet!
Yeah, you're right.
So we didn't do that, and then we couldn't think of any other name, and then I was like, let's just call it Nice on Ice. And then you said, well, let's just call it It's All Nice on Ice. And I said, oh, yeah. All right.
Oh, yeah. All right.
So that's how that went.
But then you forced me to start liking music, and I had to start listening to it, and that's why now that we do this.
Yes, and then that's why I let you go. Do it on your own.
Yeah, to see me reach my full potential.
Did you?
No.
Why not?
I reached my full potential at a party my senior year in high school.
Oh, nice. Which one, dude?
Listen.
Dude, I could have fucking been there.
We were in B. Wild's basement, dude.
Oh.
There's one pond cup left, dude. Everyone's watching.
Old house or new house?
Old house. Okay. Wait. New
senior
house.
Year would have been new house.
New house. Dude. I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking,
wait,
oh, man, I'm supposed to be home. You know, it's like, it's curfew. And then I look over, and dude, I don't even know who it was, dude, but someone was like, bro, you got this, bro. And I thought for 1 second about how cool this whole thing was, and I shot the ball, and I made it in.
Wow.
And everyone put me on their shoulders. I was on everyone's shoulders. It was really sick.
My peak was when I was in high school, and I was at a party, and I got it. It was Halloween.
Uh-huh.
I think this is probably junior year.
Uh-huh.
Maybe junior year.
Uh-huh.
And I got in a fight with Mike Russo.
No.
And he beat me up, and I left the party, and I went and swing on the swings at the playground nearby. Drunk at like 2 a.m. and then I went back to the house to go sleep and I was on the couch and then you came upstairs and said, hey man, come back down to the party. Everyone's chill. Everyone's having a good time. And I said, nah, don't tell anybody I'm here.
What? I truly don't remember that.
That was fire. You don't remember that?
Where was that?
It was at Mary-Kate's house.
Oh.
Because they said that I was blamed for losing Mitch's keys. And we did a whole search party, and Russo blamed me, and I blamed him, and he kicked my ass, and I left and swung.
This is where you peaked? This is where you peaked?
This is a peak, swinging on the swings.
So you swung on Russo, and then you swung on the swings?
Yeah.
Damn.
Swings didn't swing back. Well, no, I guess they did, but they didn't hit me. It was fun.
It was they swung with you.
They swung with me. And then, yeah, you came up and told me to come back down, and I did not. I don't know if you told other people that I was still there. And then I probably walked home the next morning because I didn't live that far. But
that sounds like an awesome peak for you.
It was a peak.
Yeah.
It was a high point.
For that to be the greatest moment of your life.
Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of another peak, but I don't think I can.
There's only one. There's only one.
Yeah. So what have you been up to?
I have to move to New Jersey I have to go to college again.
Ooh. What are you going to college for this time?
Like Do I say the real thing or the fake thing?
I don't know.
All right, I'll say the real thing. I'm going for business because I want to be a CEO.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So I'm going to get my master's degree in business. Okay. And then they'll just put me in a CEO role somewhere, probably.
That's cool.
I would like to be CEO at a cool company like Windows.
Oh, Windows.
Yeah, or...
the operating system?
I really like the company H&M. I would like to be CEO there.
Oh, I like H&M.
So we'll see. There's a lot of options.
Ham, I say sometimes to solicit a laugh from other folks.
Yeah.
And calling it ham.
Yeah. And they say, do they probably say what?
They say, what?
That's what I meant. That's
they
what
say,
I meant.
My guys.
My guys. Yeah.
What's your diet like these days?
My diet?
Yeah.
I've actually been eating really poorly.
Really? What are you putting in that old body of yours, you old hag?
Because I'm on my last run here in Bushwick, it's been a lot of tacos, Nashville hot sandwiches from Clara's, pizza.
Ooh, Roberta's? Or are you going to Archie's?
No, nah, I don't have the dough for Roberta's, no pun intended. Actually I heard takeout from Roberta's isn't really that expensive.
I don't know.
Alright, well I've just been going to Archie's, yeah.
What about Tony's too?
No, I haven't been at Tony's too.
I want to do a quick ad for Tony's too. I think I got some copy.
Yeah.
Eat pizza at Tony's too. Google Tony's one and click on the wrong ad and call us and go to Tony's one. And then they'll tell you that you probably ordered from Tony's two by accident. And then come to Tony's two and pick up the pizza.
And then say bye to the people at Tony's one on your way out because you'll literally never go there ever again after you have Tony's two.
Yeah.
It's way better.
Tony's two is way better.
Way better. Tony's one is kind of trash, actually.
Dude, not as trash as Sal's. Have you been to Sal's?
Sal's is by Sal's far the worst. Oh, my God.
Absolutely
yeah.
The worst pizza I've ever had in my life. It's legitimately awful.
That's the first pizza I had when I moved to New York.
Really?
Yeah, I left Nooklyn. I, like, signed my place. I had to hand in, like, my deposit or whatever. I was by myself.
Why didn't you just go to Tony's? Oh, you weren't at your apartment.
I didn't know anything, and I left.
Were you at your old apartment?
No, I was at Nooklyn.
Okay, because Tony's one is right next to your old apartment. And that's a step up from Sal's.
Yeah. So I went there, and I was like, New York slice? I'm like, this is sick. And it was horrible.
Dude, that
pizza. Place sucks.
Man, yeah.
Place sucks.
I remember just getting so sad eating it when I was... I mean, similar thing. I was like... Yeah, New York slice, baby. Let's like get a New York slice pizza. And then just being so disappointed. It's so bad.
Maybe if you get a whole pie, it's good or something.
I don't know, man.
My cousin, he's a pizza guy. He says he never got a slice.
Really?
Yeah. He says it's not fresh.
You know best pizza place in New York? I had it on Saturday.
What?
Don Pepe.
Ooh. Their veggie slice is unparalleled.
Dude, people think I'm fucking around when I talk about Don Pepe. Don Pepe is the best pizza place in New York. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it is the pizza place in Penn Station.
Next to the Krispy Kreme?
Next to the Krispy Kreme. It is 1,000% the best slice of pizza you'll have.
I really like that
too. I'm not even kidding. It's so good. You've had it.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's had
it. Yeah, yeah.
I make time to go. Like, if I have a train at, like, 2, I'm getting there at 1:15.
Oh, yeah.
1:30, so I can stop.
And I won't eat lunch. So yeah. I'm real hungry when I get there. Yeah. Maybe get 2 slices. I actually don't think I've ever gotten anything besides the veggie slice, though.
I used to get Sicilian, but now I'm just straight up back on that pepperoni train.
Are you on the pepperoni train?
Yeah. Pepperonis.
I got to try that. I like how the bottom of it is really hard always, but, like, it's hot. Because sometimes you get hot pizza, and it's like, what am I holding, a wet rag here? It's all over my...
Yeah, and it's not too oily, you know?
Not too oily, no.
It's the best pizza.
You know what? You're right.
You can get, they got beers there. Take one, a little road soda.
Yeah.
Not a bad deal.
You do have to sign your receipt, though, when you use a card.
Oh, yeah.
Which
that
is kind of weird.
And they always, like, the checkout is sketchy overall. Because it's at the cash register at the end of the counter where you order the pizza.
Uh-huh.
And then while the person, so, like, you order your pizza and the person in front of you is paying. Mm-hmm. And then your pizza's in the oven and you're still standing there. And then 100 times out of 100, someone's going to come up to you and be like, did you order? And then you're going to say, yeah, I already ordered, but I'm just, like, standing here.
There's just a clump of people by the register, yeah.
And then you're, like, 5 feet. Because then the cash register is, like, still a little bit further from where you would stand because mm-hmm. there's stuff in front of it. So then, like, the person signing the check in front of you, and you're, like, 6 to 7 feet away from the cash, and they're like, next, what'd you get? And you're like, it's, like, too far. And, like, especially if you have cash and you're just going to pay right there. Like, you're reaching over this person. Mm-hmm. It's a mess.
It is a mess.
It's an absolute mess. But the pizza is very much worth it.
Yeah.
I think they do a ton of volume. I think that's why it's good because it's so fresh.
So fresh, yeah. You told me that theory one time, and I totally agree with it.
And Sal's on the other hand. That thing's probably been sitting there since Thursday.
It is not good.
Not good at all. Huh. But, yeah, so what's your diet like?
Uh-huh.
What are you putting in that old bag? The old hag?
Just a lot of trash.
Yeah.
A lot of eating out recently because I just haven't had a good, routine.
I'm not going to make a pussy joke.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
I did go for a run today, though.
Nice.
So wow, that was good. How long did you do? Almost 4 miles.
Nice, man.
Yeah.
Oh, and you listen to Dissect.
Yeah, I listen to Dissect when I run.
Nice.
Pretty good episode two of the Tyler season.
Song track one.
Track one.
Track uno. You look at that. See that sunburn?
Yeah, what happened?
I was at the beach this weekend.
How was the beach?
It was good. I went on Sunday, and it was hot AF.
Are you a beach bum now?
A bit of a beach bum, yeah.
I heard Sunday was the beach day, though.
It was really hot, but it was very nice. Mm. And I got toasted.
And it's a little too cold to go in the water, right?
I did jump in.
How was it?
But it was like 58, which was cold.
Would you consider it a polar bear plunge?
No, because it was May.
Oh, yeah, it was May this weekend.
Was it?
Yeah, I think
it was May last weekend. Oh, wait, no. That doesn't mean that it's not May this weekend, does it?
You're asking the wrong guy. There was a tornado warning right before we came in here.
Wait, you didn't say your name yet.
Chris.
You said, I'm Chris Calabrese.
I'm Chris Calabrese.
Yeah, I said my name at the beginning.
We should have used fake names for this whole show, probably.
You originally wanted to do that.
Yeah.
You were going to go with?
No.
Paprika Pete.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that would have been way better than Chris. That's, like, way worse.
Paprika Pete.
I wanted to do that because Mike Joseph told me to do that. Or that's his method.
What's his name?
I can't say.
Oh, so we're not... Oh, okay. I feel like I said... No, I didn't say his name. I know his last name.
Mike Joseph's name is actually Mick Jagger, but he just made it a little different, so you can't tell.
And his son's name, his first name is Moves Like.
Is it?
Yeah.
And together they own Hampton's Water.
Yes, they do own Hampton's Water.
I saw... a truck for Clooney's Tequila the other day.
Uh-huh.
He was on there riding a motorcycle on the side of the truck.
That's pretty cool.
He looked good on there.
He looks good on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
What was he wearing?
He had like a kind of like a sun-washed button down on, but it was blowing in the wind because he's I mean obviously unbuttoned.
Of course.
He's got aviators on.
But has he got a shirt underneath?
No.
What's that? What's my dude's bod?
Actually,
like?
Maybe he did because you're definitely right.
Yeah. He's not known as being a good bod guy.
No, you're right. Yeah, so maybe it was a bun. Maybe I'm just filling in the blanks.
Had
now.
Like a dirty white T-shirt on.
Yeah, something cool like that.
Yeah, it's pretty
like
cool.
Some grease from the motorcycle on there.
Like he was actually doing work on it.
So I think in terms of like celebrity endorsed bad things for the world, that's my favorite one.
What do you mean?
Well, there's like Metallica whiskey, Hampton's water.
Madagascar vanilla,
yeah. That's good, I guess, for everything.
How are your Yankees doing, by the way?
I seriously don't know. I was just thinking myself about how Big Poppy was endorsing a casino when I was driving up to Boston
really?
This weekend. Yeah.
Fire.
So maybe that's my favorite.
Oh, do you want to talk about that since it has to do with music, or do you not want to do that?
No.
Okay.
I guess I can do it.
Just say, like, a little bit.
My roommate Kevin, He finally got me something, and it was a pass to Boston Calling for this weekend.
Pass.
Yeah, seriously. So I went under one condition that he had to wear a disguise and not talk to me the whole day. So we went, and it was sweet.
Please don't tell me he dressed up like pistachio disguisey going to the Turtle Club?
What? No.
All right, good.
No. Was that a Master of Disguise reference?
Yeah.
I've never seen that movie.
Really?
I know that guy.
It's fire. Yeah. I'm going to have turtle enough. Turtle.
Dana Carvey's like pretty awesome.
Yeah. He does a mad Shrek impression in the beginning of that movie.
Good or like?
Pretty good.
Or like angry?
Why don't you get away from me, donkey?
Better than that or worse?
Better. And then he does donkey too.
Really?
That's what it sounds like now?
I don't think so.
Hi, you're on It's All Nice on Ice.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello, this is Kevin. You know your roommate there, Chris?
Hey, Kevin.
You used to be my roommate, Kevin.
What's up, Jake? How are you?
Good.
I thought you had a good time at Boston Calling this weekend. Why are you making up all this fake stuff and not even saying thank you?
Well, no, I did have a great time. Jake didn't let me finish my story.
True or false, you cried during Super Organism set?
I did. That is... Who is that in the background?
Take a guess.
Other roommate, Quinn.
Yeah, take a guess.
Quinn,
stop.
I've never cried, so squash that rumor right now. And I think that I had a great time and it was sick the whole time.
All right, well, everything you say is a lie because you most certainly cried during Super Organism.
Quinn, I can't really hear you, buddy. You got to come on the phone to, like, be on the phone.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Do you want to play a really quick, fun game that you and Jake will both enjoy as well as all of your listeners?
That sounds like the only thing that could save this phone call.
Can I play?
Okay. We're going to play Two Truths and a Lie, starting with, I went to TGI Fridays twice in the past 3 days after midnight and ate food. Second, I'm making hard-boiled eggs right now at 10:23 on Tuesday night. Third, you bought Greta Van Fleet merch.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm
going to let Jake pick because I know the answer to this.
What time does TGI Fridays close? I'd be...
Two.
Oh.
Most locations are 2.
Sounds like you know your stuff. So that leads me to believe that might be true. The hard-boiled eggs, though, is not hard to believe. Like, that's not crazy.
Yeah.
The Greta Van Fleet is probably the most unbelievable, but since it's in there. No, you know what? I'm going to go with that being the lie. Greta Van Fleet merch. Yeah.
Oh, God damn it. All right, I'm hanging up.
Did I get it right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Although I wish I did. Greta Van Fleet was Friday, and I only went Saturday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I would love to see the return of rock.
They're so good and original.
I just want to see the return of rock.
I mean, it's a fucking company. We talked about this before. So, do I have to get into this again?
Can you tell me about that again?
It's these, dude. If you listen to music and you don't think it's a business, you're dead wrong.
You see Warner Brothers change their name today?
Company.
Warner Brothers Records changed their name today.
What is it?
Warner Records.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was WMG. Or is that something else? Warner Music Group?
Wow, that's actually a really good question. I think that this is a label under Warner Music Group.
Oh, cool, 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 cool. So there's no more brothers. So what are they going to do with all those t-shirts?
The brothers t-shirts?
No, if you see a cop, Warner Brother.
What?
You never seen those t-shirts?
No.
Oh, it says if you see the cops, and then it has the Warner Brothers logo, but it says Warner Brother.
That sounds so cool.
Funny t-shirts, Icebox.
Yeah, that was your first Icebox.
Yeah, you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Getting
Sorry.
Attacked by the cans.
Yeah. Cans are swinging on me like Jake on a swing set.
After a party.
After being swung on.
By Mike Russo.
I have some questions for you.
All right.
So, I know you took some time off from radio. And I just wanted to ask you a few questions because it seems like you've really grown up since that time. And I just wanted to, like, you know, I always like to say this, pick your brain a little bit.
Yeah.
That's like how I say it casually.
After, do you want me to run through my impressions, all the ones that all the fans love?
Oh, for sure.
After,
yeah, yeah. I would love if you did that.
All right.
I'm sure the fans would love when you do that too because they really like that.
All right, cool.
Okay. So here's some big questions for you. How has your perspective changed since leaving the show?
I don't listen to new music anymore. I was too tired of trying to keep up with things, and I just went back to my comfortable hole and listened to all the stuff that I used to like.
Okay.
Does that answer the question? No, not really.
No.
That is my perspective change.
Do you want question two?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're better than me now?
Short answer, sometimes. Yeah, sometimes. When I look at you right now,
mm-hmm.
Well, no. Is it think? What is the question?
Do you feel like you're better than me now?
Got it. I look at you right now and I know I'm better than you.
Okay.
Especially how you're looking.
Mm-hmm.
I know you don't have a job. You don't have a full-time job anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to school. You can't afford to live in New York anymore, so you got to move to Jersey City.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm better than you.
Okay. Do you want to hear the third question?
Yes.
What's next for Jake Demusky? Tell me about where you picture yourself in 5 years, 10 years.
Wow. I've been waiting for the show to kind of go in a downward spiral.
Mm-hmm.
In like a, you know, things go in waves, like good and bad. I'm waiting for it to hit a low.
Uh-huh.
Because it's naturally just going to come back up, right?
Yeah, like the stock market.
Yeah.
That's what I always think about.
If I just ride that wave to the top, I'm going to look like a god.
For this show?
Yeah.
Oh, it's about to be over.
I have something worked out with Tom.
You have something worked out with Tom?
I got a little something worked out with Tom. That's 5 years. 10 years will be on another downslope, so I might be the one moving to Jersey City and going back to school.
You don't want to be there.
I might be the one moving to Jersey City and paying my way through second school working a job that I learned skills from the first time I went to school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that would be a real shame.
What's the next question?
Question four is, will your house be bigger than mine, and will you have smarter kids than me?
Depends on the wife. The kids depends on the wife.
Okay.
But you're going to school twice. And I can only assume that next time you'll go to school again, you will be using your second degree to find a job to pay for your way through the third time you go to school.
For what?
I don't know.
If I'm going to be a business CEO, then what can I even be more than that?
You can be the chairman of the board. Go to board school.
How do I do that?
Sit there all day.
Go to boarding school?
Yeah, you go to boarding school.
Okay.
In Samoa.
Okay.
With Earl.
That's not bad.
No, and The Rock.
I could finish out my 20s at boarding school.
You could finish out. Would you be the oldest one there?
The Rock went to boarding school in Samoa?
He's from Samoa.
Maybe that's cool.
Boarding school. No, he's from Hawaii. He's Samoan, though.
Do you have any advice for those that are considering getting into radio?
Please don't. I need this. Honestly, if you do it, then I'm not good at this. If you do it, you're going to beat me. And I just can't take another loss. I talked last time I was on here, I talked about the moving and the jobs and the breakups. I can't take another loss. Are you kidding me? I am a fragile guy. Why do you think I had to stop doing the show? I can't take it.
Yeah.
I can't lose anymore. Please. Please. Hi.
Hello.
Hey.
This is Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
I'm
going to say hi.
I wanted to call in. I have a question.
Oh, yeah. What's up, buddy?
Great.
Well, I was wondering about you talked about this band a really long time ago, and I feel like I forgot all about them, and I've been looking for them, mm-hmm. and I wanted to find them,
uh-huh.
so I could listen.
Okay.
And I feel like Jake hasn't really talked about them enough.
Okay. Can you, is it the, I think you're talking about the Czars. Yeah, the they're called the Czars.
Yeah, can you give me a complete history?
Yeah, sure. So John Grant is an American musician. He just turned 50, I believe, this year. He's from the United
States. Yeah, Queen of Denmark. I love it.
Queen of Denmark, yeah. He released an album called Queen of Denmark. He used to be in a band called The Czars.
Yeah.
And then he went solo after he left The Czars. And he released an album called Queen of Denmark. And then he released another album called Pale Green Ghosts with the song GMF, which is probably one of his most popular. It stands for Greatest Motherfucker. And then from there, he's a homosexual man, Brian. That means, you know, boys kissing boys. You familiar? You familiar with this? Boys kissing boys? So he was in the Czars, and then he moved to Iceland for some reasons that I don't really know.
Oh, yeah.
After he left the Czars and released Queen of Denmark and Pale Green Ghost with the song GMF, which stands for Greatest Motherfucker, and the Boys Kissing Boys, Brian, remember? Brian, remember? Boys Kissing Boys? Brian? Remember?
Yeah.
And then he was in Iceland, and then he wrote the song for the Eurostar song competition.
Brian, are you writing this down?
And what about Paint the Moon?
I don't, I didn't do that. I thought it was always that color.
What about Mars, then?
About the Mars?
Mars.
The Czars. It's the Czars. Remember Boys Kissing Boys? Brian, remember?
Love is Magic. What about Love is Magic?
Love is Magic is off his... That's his new album. There was one in between with the song that goes, Disappointing. No, that's John Grant. He's the singer from the Czars. And he moved to Iceland because the... Remember Boys Kissing Boys? Brian, remember?
I think that cleared it up.
Yeah. And now he lives in Iceland. And Chris was just there. And remember the thing about the boys?
Oh, I was there.
The Czars.
The Czars.
Wait, Chris, you went to Iceland?
Yeah.
I actually don't think I knew that.
It was like 3 weeks ago.
I'm hanging up, wow.
I'm hanging up on you, Don. Bye.
It's really nice that Brian has listened to, I think, every single episode we've ever done.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
He's so good, for thing. Doing that. Good that was thing. Really, really nice.
What's the last question?
I will say that was a trash phone call, though.
No, it wasn't.
Well, mainly because I know he wasn't writing it down, and this is our last episode. That's the last chance he's going to get that information.
True.
So, like, and I know I'm going to get a text in a week, like, hey, can I have Jake's number? And I'll be like, yeah, here it is. And then he'll probably call you and ask you that again.
He'll say, did anybody call you? And he said, John B. killed himself. Remember that time that I called Brian? And then he texted me and was like, yo, what's up, dude? Sorry I missed your call. And I was like, oh, no problem. I just wanted to ask you something. He's like, what? And I was like, has anybody called you?
Dude, he was so in on that show. That probably destroyed his life.
Yeah. John B. killed himself. Okay, sorry. What's question number six?
The final question is, do you have anything you want to say to me? Do you have anything you want to say to my face?
You're a nice guy. But sometimes you got a little stick up your ass. A stick of friendship. But sometimes friendships don't last. But friendships that don't last don't stay in the past. You can be friends forever. In hell. You motherfucker. But you're a good songwriter. Songs that I listen to while I shit, because I just need to expel everything into clean, refreshing water to make the dirty parts nice again. You're a good guy.
Alright. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a feeling there was something. I thought it was going to be the poop water, and I was right.
Yeah. The perspective question. Wow. How about that, huh? I never answer question uno.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like you haven't really thought about Jake in a while. And
can I just check in with myself real quick?
Yeah, take some inventory.
How are you doing? Really though, how are you doing?
Maybe.
Sorry. What's up?
It might help you if you use like another person as the person asking questions. I know you talk about impressions. Okay. Maybe you could use one of those people as kind of, you know, the other party in the situation.
Okay.
Someone you're very comfortable with.
This is celery juice. This is stuff's been around since who knows what it is. Hey, is it maybe I do Rocky 10, 12, 11? The first time I'm ever afraid, Adrian! This is gonna be afraid of celery juice. This is stuff is gonna make you feel real good. This stuff's like magic, man. Is he gonna do another Rocky even? Maybe he's gonna do Creed. You guys see Creed too?
How do you feel?
I feel better. I feel like I just drank a bunch of celery juice.
This stuff's like magic. People are coming back from all kinds of illnesses drinking this stuff, man. This is celery juice. Yeah. You get that Kanye album, right? I think I swore it was here 1 second ago. He's a college dropout. He's on Apple Music, right?
Some sort supply chain.
This must have been some sort celery supply juice chain. It's magic, man.
How do you feel now?
I feel good.
Yeah. Do you feel like you just had a conversation with you? I mean, yeah. I know you didn't really talk. You as in Jake during that whole section, but I feel like you had a breakthrough.
But that's not a problem that we can't fix.
Oh.
From the West Coast to the East Coast, we're in this together.
A little Southern.
But that's not a problem that we can't fix. And I mean it. Donald Trump cannot ruin this nation. Okay. Who's doing it now? Who's getting me started in here? Who's doing it?
Is Jack White said something?
I'm gonna build a guitar out of ice.
Is you gonna drink that? Is you?
Oh, that's you gotta drink. Sly. But that's not something that we can't drink.
Is you gonna drink a guitar?
I might drink the guitar.
You can't drink a guitar.
Okay. We gotta get rid of these folks. Okay. A lot going on here. A lot going on behind the scenes. And I'm the guy who's gonna fix it. Okay. We all know that. And Sly knows about the celery juice.
It's a lot of stuff. You studied this, right?
Yes.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Who's the final person?
I don't know. Who else do I do? There's more. I did the Jack.
I forgot about the guitar. Oh my god.
I did Jack, Sly, Trump, Barack. Is that it? Four? Fucking almost 2 years doing this show. I got four impressions.
I think that might be it.
Oh man.
I feel like there's one more very eccentric person, but I can't think of who it is.
I feel good about it, though.
Yeah, how was that conversation?
It feels better. It was good once I had all four of them in there, talking about whether or not you're going to drink it.
Drink the guitar?
Yeah.
Yeah. You look like you just like had a full night's sleep, like very refreshed.
I do. My voice sounds better.
Yeah.
Wow. That was cathartic. More like cathartic.
There he is. He's back.
I'm back.
Wow.
Good, more like it joke never hurt anybody.
Should we do the icebox one more time?
Yeah. Do you want me to?
Well, you have a bunch of stuff for it, right?
No. I don't have anything. Remember, I don't need to?
What?
Remember, I don't need to do icebox
theme songs? You have a bunch of stuff for it.
Where are the icebox theme songs? I know that we have that other one, but I would like to find one of the ones that maybe we used to use. Cause now you're just a song that I used to play. A song I used to play. Just
how you doing? Did you want me to say?
I'm doing my thing, baby.
Oh, jeez. Listen.
Oh,
my gosh.
Nah, dude.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Wait.
Oh, shout out to Jesus.
Nope.
Nah, that wasn't it.
She's real right now.
Nope.
I don't think that's it. Try that one.
Right on.
Nope. No.
That's just the sound effect.
Oh, no. I'm so excited.
And the second part is supposed to be other people's penis.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I don't know.
It's the intro.
Yeah. He put me, and that's kind of fucked up. I don't know why I let you come back on my show, because you put me in the icebox.
We should probably put Mike Joseph in the icebox.
All right, I don't know where it is, my man. Oh, here it is.
Time on that?
12 seconds.
Oof. Felt like 3 minutes.
And then we also have...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Life.
I'm not gonna lie. I thought it was yeah, yeah. It's yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's way more yeah, yeah than yeah, yeah.
Life in the fridge.
Life in the town. It's cold out here.
Rough. That's what's going on, man. Yeah. It's cold out here, you get me?
Yeah.
London Town.
London
Have
Town.
Have you done this before? Have you ever tried to hit London Town? Say it at the same time that he does?
No.
It's impossible. You want to try it?
Yeah.
I'm going to stay here.
What if I do it?
High five.
Okay.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I mean, they're all kind of impossible. Try to hit London Town.
Life in the fridge. That's what's going on, mate. It's cold out here, you get me?
London Town.
Watch your wrist.
It's close.
Ruff, that's what's going on, mate.
It's cold out here.
It's cold out here, you get me? London Town.
Oh, dude.
It's really hard. If anyone wants to call in, I know you can't hear it when I do it.
All right. This is the icebox. Thank you. It's where we put people, places, and things that are doing too much. They need to be doing less. They need to take a break. They need to take a little seat. Also, I just realized there's a Tony's 1 sticker on the fridge. You know?
Oh, I did not notice that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that's not Tony's 2.
That actually might be Tony's 2.
I think that's Tony's 2.
They're both on Knickerbocker within 2 blocks of each other.
They
it's insane.
And it's not called Tony's 1 and Tony's 2.
No, it's just Tony's Pizza. Boom. Yeah. So, in the icebox, I'm going to start with putting cold opens in the icebox.
Ooh, damn.
I'm also going to put in the icebox complaining about how it's warm now.
Okay.
People were
Did I do that?
No.
Okay.
Someone was saying that they were complaining that it's stuffy outside.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Just got warm, dude.
Yeah, that's annoying. Was that Tom?
Oh, no.
Are you trying to talk some shit about Tom? You can.
Oh, dude.
You can.
I'm not.
You're allowed to.
I'm also going to put new video game consoles in because they keep announcing new features, and that just means I'm going to have to buy something new eventually, which sucks. I don't want to buy anything new.
Are you a gamer?
Not really, but I'm like fringe gamer, so I still have to buy the new thing, and I definitely don't get the full worth out of it because I'm a fringe guy. Cole Kuchna on Instagram. We already talked about this earlier today. My guy is a hardo, truly. It's gone to his head.
It has.
Did I already put cold opens in? Yeah.
Somebody needs to dissect that dude's ego.
And finally, I'm going to put in fulfillment and meaning and the cost of graduate school.
What was the second? What was it? Fulfillment and meaning?
Yeah.
In terms of what?
Life? Yeah.
Okay.
I'm putting that in the icebox.
Why?
Because it's very expensive. So it kind of coincides with the cost of graduate school.
Oh, I see.
This is for me only, though.
Yeah, sounds like it. Do you feel like you're going to be more fulfilled in your life and have more meaning, Chris?
I'm thinking maybe.
That's a great thing.
I mean, I feel like as a CEO, I could do a really good job. And change people's lives. CFO, too?
Oh, I thought
I could be
CEO.
Well, I have to choose my track when I'm in school. I choose my major while I'm there, CEO or CFO.
One time, I was texting an old boss I had, and he texted me about somebody. And I said, oh, yeah, what's his role again? And he said COO. And I typed out, wait, what? He's a pigeon? And then I erased it. And I didn't send it.
Oh, my God. That's like your life flashing before your eyes.
Yeah. My throat just really dried up.
You would have had to say, like, sorry, wrong text. There's no way your boss would have gotten it.
Yeah, no chance.
Right?
Yeah, no
chance. Also, I'm putting something in the microwave. I'm putting three things in the microwave. BBC is putting out an Alexa rival.
Ooh.
Don't really understand that.
But the Amazon jungle needs some competition.
Jungle? What device is that?
The Amazon jungle.
Does that go? Forest? Does that go in your bathroom?
Sure.
So, BBC's Alexa rival is going in the microwave because no one asked for that, and I think it's funny that they just tried to give it a shot.
Why is it going in the microwave then? Because you're down for it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
The first iPod since 2015 got announced today.
Oh, wow.
It's a new touch, and it holds like 200-something gigs.
200 songs? Whoa.
Yeah. It holds 200 songs or 6 music videos.
How many episodes of Lost can I fit on there?
One.
Ah.
Sorry. Standard def, too.
Do I have enough battery to watch the whole thing?
I don't want to answer that.
Damn
it's going to be very sad for you.
Damn it.
I'm putting it in the microwave because, like, that kind of makes me happy, but also that's kind of weird that it makes me happy.
Yeah.
So I'm going to keep it there, I guess.
You're a bit of a sick fuck, aren't you?
Lastly, I'm going to put learning something new every day in the microwave. Because I think that's really cool.
Wow.
I heard someone say last week the expression, you know the expression, oh, there's not a chance in hell that happens.
Mm-hmm.
What does that even mean?
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know.
Do you know?
No.
Someone said yesterday, oh, yeah, that person doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell.
Yeah.
Is that the full expression?
It's probably, right? I don't know.
There you go. That's crazy.
Or like you say, cold day in hell. You ever hear someone say that?
Yeah, yeah, like hell for, yeah, like, yeah, I'll do that when hell freezes over, yeah. Like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Or, you ever heard someone say,
yeah, I'll do that when I don't have diarrhea.
You ever heard someone say, life in the fridge?
Yeah.
It's cold out here, you feel me?
You get me?
Yeah. It's kind of like that. So I think that's why I'm putting that in the microwave.
Okay.
Now you say your stuff for the icebox.
I want to put Stereo Gum in the microwave for giving Chris all of his ideas for the last 2 years.
I'm actually going to second that. Wait, is that icebox or microwave?
That's microwave.
Okay.
They've carried the show.
This show is 99% Stereo Gum, yeah.
It's almost like how on Dissect Now is 50% downward stepwise motion, chord progressions, and 50% Gerard Carmichael interviews. This show is 100% stereo, 99% stereo gum, and then 1% Chris's opinion of albums being dramatically swayed by Pitchfork reviews.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
this show is brought to you by Chris's opinion being unrecognizable about an album before and after he reads the review on Pitchfork.
Yeah.
Like a different person is talking about it.
Well, how are you supposed to know how to feel about it if you don't read it? A Pitchfork review first.
That's what I'm putting in the microwave.
Okay.
I'm running out of steam.
What else you got? You got to do it for 9 more minutes for the rest of your life.
Icebox. Tom. You've been giving me shit this whole time, and we're over it. Scumbags.
Dude, how has Tom ever been bad to you?
He's always... He's
been great.
No way, dude. Fucking sees me at a bar and acts like he doesn't know who I am.
That happened?
Yeah, a lot.
What?
If he's with his if he's by himself, he'll say hi, but if he's with his friends, he won't.
I never do that.
You didn't know that? It happens a lot. Keep your eyes peeled around here. It's a scumbag move.
All right, anything else? I heard Allie Darling put me in the icebox last week.
She
so
did.
I'm gonna two-hand slam dunk her in there.
Two-hand slam dunk in the icebox.
Yeah.
Damn.
strictly revenge icebox, though.
Okay. Mops? I don't fucking know. Like, what?
Mops are so good. They clean the floor.
Yeah. But they look like somebody's head.
Oh, yeah.
You ever see a jacket on a mop?
Yeah, that's scary. Put that in the icebox.
If you put a jacket onto a mop and, like, lean it against a tree next to, like, an old abandoned building.
Someone is
in Tennessee.
Gonna get wrecked by that.
Does this sound like a true story from me? Because it happened. I thought it was a real guy.
It happened to you?
Yes.
In Tennessee?
Yes. I was driving and I was looking for the campgrounds and I pulled into the wrong spot and there was an abandoned building. And then there was a fucking mop with a leather jacket on.
Oh, my God. It's a tough one, too?
Yeah.
With a leather jacket on there?
He looked like Yossarian. Catch 22.
What rendition? Or is this just how you imagine Yossarian looking?
Well, I watched the old movie, and it's on Hulu now.
How is the new Hulu?
It's pretty good.
All right.
But also, yeah. If you put a bomber jacket on a mop and lean it against a tree.
Yeah, that's trash.
Get in the icebox.
That is a trash move.
It's a joke.
It's a joke?
If you do that to somebody.
Oh, you're saying like the idea of it is a
yeah.
joke.
Yeah. Imagine thinking of that. Oh, dude, a bomber jacket.
I can't believe you got got by that, though.
I took a picture of it. I don't know if I can find it.
No.
Can you talk and I'll see if I can find it?
Dude, how? What am I going to even talk about?
I don't know. Talk about how you put me in the icebox.
Well, I will say thank you to everyone for listening to the show always. A bunch of people listen to it all the time, and it's really nice of them. My roommates, my brother, Brian, who listens to a bunch of people. And Brian always has people over to listen. And
really?
I hate when I'm in the car with Brian and he puts on a podcast, but he does that for me, for other people.
Oh, wow.
Oh, hello.
I can't find the picture.
Hello, you're on It's on Ice on IEC.
Hey, gentlemen, this is Calvin.
Calvin!
Calvin!
How you doing?
I'm good, man. I just wanted to say before you guys go off the air forever, first of all, happy trails. I wish you guys the best of luck in all your endeavors, and I'm really going to miss your show because I'm sitting on the bus right now on the way to the studio. And you guys have been what I listened to on the way to the studio. So.
Oh,
Calvin, thank you so much. That was really nice. I really appreciate it.
Calvin, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Would you ever put a bomber jacket on a broom and hang it against a tree? Oh, damn it, Calvin. Do you ever do that in Tennessee?
It's a good move.
So it was you! Oh, damn it, Calvin.
Well, thank you, Calvin.
Well,
thank you for calling.
So much. I appreciate it, buddy.
I hope your bus ride goes smoothly.
Yeah, best of luck in the future with the show.
Thank you.
You too, buddy. Thank you. He's off.
Calvin is the best.
Allie's here, but we don't have a mic for her because Chris is on mic too. Oh, Allie's on mic 2 now.
But you have to take the mic 3 headphones.
Bless you. Oh, okay, so it'll be like a little adventure. I was just going to sit here and observe.
Did you know that you got two-hand slam dunked into the icebox before?
Really?
By me.
Oh.
Because you put me in the icebox?
Yes, actually, I did hear that. I rolled up as that was happening. Boy, you deserved it. You know. And you know, I'm happy that you came to me when you needed coverage, but you didn't think about the time difference. Time difference.
I think
that every clock in the world should be on the United States time because United States is the best.
Obviously.
So.
Who else went in the icebox tonight? How's it going, gentlemen? How are you feeling on this very
good.
Momentous?
Did you hear about
Did you put Tom in the icebox?
I did. I put people who put bomber jackets on mops and lean them against trees.
Yeah, that is
in abandoned campgrounds in Tennessee.
Yeah, that's scary.
That is very specific. Did this happen to you?
Yeah.
Recently?
A couple years ago.
Okay, that is a story that I one day will want to hear in its entirety. Lots of details needed.
Okay.
Yeah, wow, okay. And no, I've never done that.
Good.
I had made a tent on the side of a tree with a broom and a sheet, but I was 8.
Was there a bomber jacket involved?
No, although I will say that at 8, I had a very sweet New York Giants starter jacket.
Ooh.
Okay, that wasn't it, so.
It wasn't.
You're
so
clean.
No, so, yeah. I'm happy I
over here, Chris.
Jake, what's going
I'm
on?
I'm feeling it.
Are you going to pass?
Are you old?
On us?
I'm feeling it.
I think we're seeing Jake in his final moments.
I might lose it. Should I put on the thing that we planned?
Did you travel here during the tornado warning?
I did. I might have. I don't know. There was there was lightning as I was coming over the Queensboro Bridge.
Oh God!
It was very exciting.
That's pretty frightening that you almost got eaten by a tornado.
I would have been okay with it.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
It would have been like that movie Twister, and I finally would have went up into the Twister.
That movie is insane.
That movie's so good. R.I.P. Bill Pullman.
Who's that?
Are we playing Green Day?
It's All Nice on Ice, all right, by Monster House. This is why we named the show this
thing. All right.
I guess that's us clocking out.
We tried.
We tried our best. Not a great episode.
Not a great show overall.
Not what I expected. I wanted it to be a lot better. We didn't hit.
No, I mean like the entire show.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
we didn't hit our stride at all.
Yeah.
Well, I was hoping to like get into the groove of it at some point.
Seriously, not one.
That just didn't happen.
Yeah.
It's all nice, all right.
There was a few times where I was laughing a lot, but then I realized that
it's fake.
This isn't funny, and this
just
is fake.
It.
Like that. That's trash.
My uncles called it false news over the weekend.
Just to keep it off brand for.
Yes.
That's a good move.
Yeah.
News.
All right, are we done?
Yeah, sure. Let's finish this story. Right.
Everybody, thanks for listening
Thank
to all
you.
Of our shows. We've had
Hooray.
Such a good time.
Yay!
And we'll be signing off from Radio Free Brooklyn for the last time, and we did not read ads in about 6 months. And we didn't do station tags.
We do station tags.
Sometimes.
Same.
Tom, if you see me at a bar, say hi, even if you're with your friends. It's okay. Have a good night, everybody.